Cubs just eating a cough drop right
now. I found one. No, I'm not eating the wrapper.
No, you're eating your cough drop that you don't need.
Well, you don't know my coughing situation.
Cough drops are gross. Like, I can't even use them when I need them.
Cough drops are great.
No, they're just...
I like cough drops.
You're sucking on medicine.
What's wrong with that?
It's gross. Doesn't taste good.
I like cough drops. Well, but I mean...
I like eating cough drops.
But then don't try to drink pop after that.
Remember the gummy, or not gummies, but they were like the bear-shaped lollipops? Those were disgusting, too.
Oh, those were amazing.
No. Why are you guys just like eating medicine?
I'm not, but when I was sick, they would be good.
I'm about it.
Hey, everyone, I'm Lyle.
I'm Kerr.
I'm Cub.
Wait, we have nothing planned. I was going to just segue from that into something. Cub's got one. So, I'm Lyle.
We already just did that.
But we didn't finish.
Yeah, you have to.
Okay.
I'm Lyle.
I'm Kerr.
I'm Cub.
And you're listening to The Hooligans.
Do what you want.
So, Cub, what's your topic?
Here's my topic. Best pops.
Also, you probably shouldn't be eating a cough drop while we're recording.
Yeah, that's going to affect the sound. You're like...
Spit it out.
Oh, man.
Put it back in the wrapper.
Especially since you're just eating it.
I'll save it for later.
Ew.
So, best pops.
Ooh. Well, first, here's the thing. It's pop. It's not soda.
It's pop.
It's never been soda.
It's 100% pop.
Will not be soda.
It's not Coke. Like, that's a thing in the South, I think.
The only time I will say soda is if it's part of cream soda.
Yes.
Grape soda.
That is okay.
Orange soda, where it's part of the name.
Right.
But still, even sometimes I'm like, orange pop.
Yeah, but like, orange soda is acceptable.
Pop, pop.
Pop, pop. First of all, pop, pop.
Oh, that's another good show.
Community.
Community, so good.
So funny.
But yeah, best pops.
Best
so
pops.
Would you like to start?
Yes.
Because I can probably go on like
I will nominate one of my favorite pops, which is Barks Red Cream Soda.
Oh.
So good.
So good.
And for a while, it was hard to find. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like Giant Eagle was one of the only places that carried it.
I think they still are, like, the only place that carries it.
Sometimes you can randomly find them in, like, gas stations.
Like the bottles.
Or
yeah.
rest area vending rest machines. Areas.
You need to get a convenience store that does both Pepsi and Coke. But, like, full.
It's so delicious.
Because I feel like I've gone to ones that have Coke, but, like, they're smaller.
Yeah.
They don't have everything.
It's hard to describe the flavor of red cream soda.
It is. I don't know what it even is. Because it's not, like, cherry.
It's not cherry. It's not strawberry.
It's vanilla,
red.
I would say.
It's red in color.
Well, cream soda is vanilla, right?
Yeah.
But, like, there's something else to it.
There is something else. But
do we look this
red.
Up?
Please
the red
do.
Is the flavor.
The red is the
get
flavor.
To Google here.
I'm
yeah,
on Wikipedia.
Well, Wikipedia too, I guess. I don't know.
I tend to go there first.
How about, though, Moe's has the pop machines where, speaking of cream soda, they have a strawberry cream soda, which is divine.
It was delicious.
I didn't try it.
Oh, I love it.
I'm still looking.
Well,
what's in red cream soda? Oh, that doesn't help.
I don't think I have a favorite pop.
Well, you're not really a pop drinker.
Yeah, I mean, it'll most likely be a dew of some flavor.
Dew the dew.
I don't really like regular dew, but sometimes, I mean, the only option is diet.
I like Code Red.
Well, okay, so I can't find it, but I need to jump in because
For
anyone who knows me, I drink a ton of Mountain Dew.
Too much,
that's
some would say.
Too much. I've been better lately.
A ton is probably accurate.
It might actually.
For your yearly intake.
But I love Mountain Dew. Not so much the original. Code Red is, so good.
Code Red's awesome. Voltage?
Voltage is...
My favorite, which they don't have anymore, was Sangrita Blast. It was at Taco Bell. It was a little bit sour.
It was sour.
Ooh.
What about Baja Blast?
Baja Blast, it grew on me because that was one where I thought it was more just popular because it was at Taco Bell. You couldn't get it everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
But then they brought it into stores a few years ago, and I would drink more of it. And I'm like, you know what? This actually is really good. But I'm mad because the one I loved is gone. and it was supposed to be a permanent pitch black flavor.
Oh. Tastes like gummy worms. Oh,
so good. It was good. It's grape is like the actual flavor. But it's so good.
I liked that one that they had. It was yellow.
The Game Fuel?
That was it like tropical? Yeah, it was like a tropical mango kind of thing.
They still have that now. It's now they have the canned Game Fuel. Oh. But those are expensive. It's like two something a can.
Well, Sam's Club has probably the current best flavor.
Berry Monsoon.
Berry Monsoon.
Have not had that one.
It's only at the part, the cafe part.
Of Sam's Club?
Yeah.
That's super random.
It's super random, but it's the exact flavor of an old Game Fuel they did, and it tastes like melted Skittles.
Oh.
It's so good, and it's like 99 cents for like a 40-ounce cup or something.
So good.
Oh, man.
Oh, it's delicious.
It's amazing.
That's diabetes.
It's
worth it.
Diabetes.
Wow.
Another one that was great, we're just like listing them off, Green Label. It was... How
I
they
think I've only tried
the black label really cans.
Oh.
They also had white label and green label for a while, and it was green apple kiwi. And it was amazing.
That sounds delightful.
They got rid of it, and I'm mad.
But
they get rid of all the best.
Yeah.
Not all the best ones. But, like, they got rid of pitch black and green label, but then
Sangrita.
They keep ones. Sangrita, which I guess is at a gas station now. But what was it?
I don't know.
It was some, like, bizarre... weird brand. We don't have them.
Yeah. The Speedway?
No, it might have been Speedway.
I think it might have been a Speedway.
It was Speedway. We don't have them.
No.
They're in Ohio, I know.
Make a trip.
We might need to.
But,
I'm also... Oh, go ahead.
They get rid of those ones, but they keep, like, Live Wire, which is just white orange, which is just
so
tropical.
Lame.
Like, why do I need a tropical drink that's already citrus,
they
isn't that?
They leave the regular Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
I don't drink the regular Mountain Dew a lot.
I only do it if it's diet, and I feel like I should be drinking a diet.
Speaking of diet, I am a huge fan of Diet Dr. Pepper.
Does it taste the same?
Yes. Pepper. In my opinion.
Yeah. I noticed that, which that's kind of their claim anyway, is, like, the Pepsi Max, or, like, the Zero Sugar, tastes like Pepsi without the diet taste.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Now, we kind of, we, like, have a taste, I don't know if you do, for Diet Coke, because our dad, that's, like, all he drank, growing up.
No, I'm fine with that.
So, I'm fine with it. But it, like, then you drink regular Coke, and you're like, oh, this is way better.
I don't drink Coke, and I don't drink Pepsi, and I don't drink Dr. Pepper.
We're not going to be sponsored by any of them.
No.
That's all of them, though.
That's all of them. Because
Mountain Dew is owned by Pepsi.
I raved about Mountain Dew, so they should like that. I like fruit-flavored.
Which is also fair.
Yeah.
Orange. Grape,
cherry Coke.
Black cherry.
Love cherry Coke. You know what's good that's new? The orange vanilla Coke.
Fago. Oh, I did try that.
Isn't it good?
Yeah.
It's weird, but it's good.
Yeah.
No, I like Fago. Fago brand.
Someone at Salem, one of my friends from Salem, brought me a can to try. It was delicious.
It is. Mm. It's really good.
Interesting.
Fago.
Fago, like the orange, grape, black cherry.
Don't they have like
those.
A strawberry?
There's a strawberry. That
so,
was good too.
I think aside... deviation we need to make is the generic
the 100%.
Generic name
mountaintop
Dr. Tops.
I saw one, it was at Kroger in Virginia, was Dr. K.
Ooh.
So I sent it to Dr. Cow.
Isn't there a Dr. W like at Wegmans?
Hmm.
Mountain Lightning.
Yeah,
see, like the doctor, you can make anything
easy.
Sometimes though they're just like, this is lemon lime.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it doesn't
just
have a name.
It's just lime.
Here's lemon lime.
Well, that's... I mean, they're straight to it. Like,
yeah,
let me know what I'm getting
cola.
In this can.
That's true.
I kind of like the generic cola sometimes.
It's fine. I just like the names.
Yeah. What are some other good names?
I don't know.
Well, that's all
what
I got
about
on
root beer?
Ooh, I love root beer.
I do like, love root beer.
My overall stance on it?
Yeah.
I'm pro root beer.
I like
good.
It.
It's where I learned for pop that... I think it's similar to beer, I don't know,
ooh.
That you have to pour it tipped, glass tipped, because with root beer, it'll be all fizz.
What about a float, ice cream float?
Ooh.
Overrated.
But
really?
No,
even with orange pop?
Yeah, I mean, I'll eat one, like, I'm not going to turn it down, but I just don't think they're...
Do you eat one or do you drink one?
Oh, that's a debate.
Mm. Well, I saw something online how people that bite ice cream are weird. I bite ice cream
sometimes. I do not bite ice cream.
Sometimes I do, but that's kind of to, like, get it away from, Well, no. Cause
like, are you talking about like teeth. A cone?
I don't know. It just said ice cream.
I guess.
No, I usually just put it in my mouth and then I just like eat it. I don't chew it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, sometimes I'll like gum it like an old lady. Like,
with your teeth though, because.
Well, no, with like my.
With you your put gums. It up
in your like,
yeah.
lip.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
It's a strange way, I guess, to eat it.
Well, I because I don't want it on my teeth.
Yeah, mm. That's I usually leave it on my tongue.
It's interesting. I don't know. I'm not a big fan of. I feel like it just like lessens both.
No, I think it enhances both. Mm. I think it's synergistically.
Ooh, symbiotic relationship.
It is.
Mm-mm. And then we benefit. And
so
eat
it's
both.
Triple symbiotic.
Mm. Is Whoa. That a thing?
Well, no, that can't be because we don't like.
It doesn't
we
get
don't benefit
from
us. The ice cream.
It gets eaten.
Maybe that's what it wants.
I mean, would you want to be venom?
Like yeah. ice cream venom?
Yeah.
I would like to have, like, venom abilities.
I always
what
said
color?
That about your armpit hair.
Mine?
Not to go there.
What about it?
It used Sometimes to be, like, it'd be really long out. And it'd, like, climb up your arm. And I always said it was just gonna, like...
probably still does. Venom. Let's check.
Let's look.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
It doesn't look as bad as it used to.
No.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it's not terrible.
So, yeah, that's the best pop. I feel like we should do There Was an Incident, but we have to stop for a while to figure that out.
I don't know what incident we All right. do.
Alright, guys. There was an incident.
There was an incident.
There were two incidents.
There were two. Well, they're related. I mean, so we'll start, Cub, if you want to begin it.
I don't know if I'm the best person to tell. Because I right. maintain my innocence.
Well, that's
on this.
True.
On both accounts.
You are not innocent.
So.
Not.
One word. Innocent. One word. Squeecio.
R.I.P. to Squeecio.
So.
He was gone too soon.
Squeecio like Harambe.
Poor Harambe.
So, Squeecio was, well, let's back up, a little context. In the year, like, 2000, we went to the Pittsburgh Science Center. Mm-hmm. Great place, you should it's go fun. There. And I got this toy as a souvenir. It was one of those things, like, you probably see them at zoos or aquariums, where it was filled with water. It was like a, I don't know, what would
it's
you
like
even
a
call
cylinder.
It? Like a cylinder tube.
Tube, it plastic. Filled, yeah. It was filled with like a gel or a water.
And there
had,
were like
fish,
like little plastic fish in it.
You could also like put your finger through the middle.
Yeah, and it would
it
like.
It was malleable.
Yeah.
Yes.
And yeah, you could just like play with
you
it.
You squished it, so yeah. It was Squeecio.
So I named it Squeecio. And I don't know how long I had him or like what I did with
I
him
think
other
it's
than.
A boy.
Gender.
Other than just, like, I had it, and I would play with it.
Yeah, and you'd be like, oh, look, it's Squeecio. And you just, when you picked it up, you're like, yeah, you just, like, squeezed
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like, it was probably a good stress reliever. I don't know.
Yeah. We'll never know.
We'll never know, because someone bit a hole in him.
Not me.
Bit a hole
bit
in it.
Bit a hole in him.
Took a bite out of Squeecio.
Ripped his flesh from his skin.
So his life's blood was spilling out.
That someone, if you couldn't guess, was Cub.
I maintain my innocence. There's no proof that I even ever did that.
You had, like, Squeecio flesh in your teeth.
How old would you have been?
I don't know, but also, what's my motive?
You just wanted to
well,
destroy.
I don't know.
Some men want to see
we're
the world
still,
burn.
We're still working on the motive. But
we know it was you.
And we know that it isn't an isolated incident.
Yeah, because I had a Barbie that I had all my Barbie stuff was out on the floor. You know, I think we went and ate dinner. And then I went back and one of my Barbies was missing a head. Now, I automatically blame Cub because he would do that kind of thing. And he said it was Al, the poodle. the best poodle who never did anything like that. He was, like, the goodest boy. Did not do things like that. I 100% know that it was
you. Well, it was either me or Al, and it wasn't me.
Did you bite the head off or rip it off?
I think he just ripped it off, and it was just tossed aside.
Was this the one that could grow the beard?
No. Ken, he's still...
Well, they're all Ken, aren't they?
It was a Barbie.
Oh, you're right.
What happened to Ken?
Well, I had multiple Kens, but there was a Ken that if you put water on the razor and, like, shaved his beard, it would disappear for a little bit.
Whoa.
But anyway.
Pretty cool.
It was great, yeah. It was, like, my favorite one. He had hair, and it was great. But you ripped off a Barbie's head and blamed it on the dog, and he would never have done that. I know that you did it.
Again, so there's two incidents.
No evidence, though. No evidence.
He never touched my Barbies.
Not until then.
I think it was you.
Did he also bite Squeezio?
Did he bite Squeezio, too?
Maybe.
Because you would do things like you took one of my Ken dolls at one of my birthday parties.
Now, I will admit I was party to this as well.
You took a streamer and you tied it around his neck and you threw it over the banisters.
Yeah, Cub, but I'm 6 years younger than you, so you would have got blamed for this.
Yeah,
it wouldn't have been me.
Yeah.
That's true.
I know it was you. Fredo.
So it definitely was Cub. I think one time, like in the past decade, you guys bought me a new Squeezio.
I think we did.
That one did die.
Of natural causes.
It was natural causes, I think. But then I got another one. So I have a third one somewhere.
Oh, you should find it.
I don't know where it
is. Take a picture of
it. The third iteration of Squeezio.
Yeah.
Gen 3.
None of them were ever as good as the original.
The original one was blue and had little fish inside.
Gone too soon.
Lyle just gave me a death stare.
Because we know the culprit. It was you.
It was not me. I maintained full innocence. Mm-hmm. I didn't even receive a trial.
Mm. No, that's true.
This was your trial. And you've been found guilty.
It's two against one. We know. Poor Squeeze.
Well, anyway, guys, there was an incident, and whether he denies it or not, we all know it was Cub.
He definitely did it.
That's debatable, though.
So I'm Lyle.
I'm Care.
I'm Cub. Innocent Cub.
Nope. And this was the Hooligans.